This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined this morning by Phyllis Reiser. Phyllis has over 25 years' experience in the insurance industry, and she's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education, and she's here to educate us today on a topic that many of us are not that familiar with, especially if we've never had to make a home insurance claim, and that's the topic of deductibles. And welcome, Phyllis.
Thank you, Jared. I'm happy to be here.
So insurance deductibles on the home, something that can be sort of a crazy thing. All that we really know for sure, those of us who have to buy home insurance is, or renter's insurance sometimes, is that the higher the deductible, the cheaper the monthly cost. Now, does that hold true throughout?
Basically, that is true. The higher the deductible, the cheaper the cost. And that is because you are agreeing to pay more of the loss if you take a higher deductible than if you take a smaller deductible. Deductibles usually run in increments of $250, $500, $1,000, or possibly $2,000. And the thing that insurance companies have done recently is nearly all of them have made a mandatory 1% deductible for a windstorm and hail on your home. And that means that if your home is insured for $100,000, your windstorm hail deductible is $1,000.
Right.
And if your home is insured for $200,000, then you would have $2,000 deductible on windstorm and hail claims.
Right.
And the reason for that is that windstorm and hail claims are so frequent and the cost have risen so much in recent years that companies found it necessary to do this in order to
remain profitable. Right.
Yes.
Sure. So those are the two main things that we're trying to offset, the cost of repairs, because those are the two, first of all, the most prevalent things in our area, and second of all, some of the most costly things that can happen to a home.
That's correct. That's very correct. And we have them, as we know, in the past few years, very frequently, we have hailstorms, and we've had windstorms as well.
There was something very specific about deductibles that I have a question about, but I want to make sure that we've talked through the deductible conversation before I ask them, because I think it's very relevant. Do you mind?
No, I don't.
Well, okay. A situation where a homeowner has damage, an adjuster will come out and assess that damage, right?
Right.
Generally, and
right.
Then report back to the insurance company just exactly what they think the damage is going to cost to fix. Is a homeowner obligated to fix the damage to the home with the payment that's been made to them after the deductible, after they determine what the deductible is, the money that would come to them and check, are they under an obligation to fix what's wrong with the home?
That's a very interesting question and a very good question, because most of us would have a mortgage on our home.
Right.
The mortgagee would definitely require that you fix that, whatever damage that is, because they want the home in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance companies also will. In fact, some people are very confused and very surprised to learn at times when the adjuster comes out and insures the home and say it has replacement cost on it. He pays the homeowner one amount, takes the deductible, pays them that amount, and says when you finish repairs, you can apply to the company and get additional money up to the replacement cost. But they withhold that money until the repairs are made. So they definitely want the homeowner to keep their property in good repair and to make sure that they have repaired it. And they usually give them about a year to do that. And then the company will say, if after a year you haven't made the repairs, we're not going to give you this extra money, and we also may cancel your insurance because you have an unacceptable, say, roof
right.
damage, because that could bring out more damage to the property. If the roof is leaking, it could cause rotting and mold and mildew and damage to the inside of the property.
Right, and the insurance industry has a vested interest in that home being in
yes.
good repair.
Yes, it has to stay in good repair.
I've heard discussion about this, and I felt like, you know, that we ought to get a deal. It sounds like whoever owns the home we're talking about owns the note. If you haven't paid off the mortgage yet, somebody owns the home and you're paying
That's
for
correct.
It. But the deal is whoever owns the home, it's probably in their best interest that the home is in good working order. If it's something that you own outright, as I understand it, the insurance will pay whatever the insurance is going to pay.
Right.
And then it's kind of up to the homeowner as to whether or not they want to use the money. But at the end of the day, if they don't use the money to fix the problem continues to cost the same amount, if not more, down the road. If the homeowner doesn't put that money toward the cost of the repairs, they're going to end up eating that cost somewhere else anyway.
Right. I've actually had homeowners get paid on a hail loss, and a few years later we come back and they want to be paid again because there's another hailstorm. The company, of course, has records of what they've paid and they will refuse to pay it if that roof has not been replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So the homeowner is not doing themselves any good if they pocket the money and do not make the proper repairs.
Right.
So somewhere down the line, as you said, they're going to have to replace that roof in order to keep their insurance, A, or possibly to sell that home later on down the line, because another insurance company is not going to come by and pick it up for another homeowner if the roof is damaged.
Right, right. Well, I think that's incredible information to share and to let people know about, because I think, you know, some folks kind of look at it like it's a gray area, and I don't think it's that gray. I think, you know, you're paying for insurance so that you can afford to make repairs when you need to make repairs.
That is correct.
Because inevitably, you're going to have to make repairs at some point.
Right.
I mean, homes wear out. They do that. So deductibles earlier, you mentioned that they tend to come in denominations of $250, $500, $1,000, or in some cases $2,000. That's pretty industry standard.
That is. You can actually get a 2% deductible on certain houses. Some people elect to say, well, I don't have very many losses, so I would be happy to take the 2% deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And this is usually if someone has the money on hand. They don't have many losses and they have money on hand. If they have a big loss, then they've got that gap, you might say, between what the deductible is and what the cost of repair is.
Mm-hmm.
They might have that money on hand. So for them, that's the best deal because they can usually save over a period of years the amount of money that it would cost to repair that loss.
Sure.
Now, some folks, maybe they don't have a lot of money on hand, so they might rather pay in monthly installments for a smaller deductible so that they don't have to come up with as much at the time of a loss. It depends on the person and their own financial situation.
If you're after the cost effectiveness of the smaller premium, know that at some point if you have to make a claim, the deductible is going to be higher, so it's going to be a bigger chunk to have to pay. If you have the wherewithal, if you have the savings to be able to make that higher chunk payment, then it may be better for you financially to make the smaller premium payment. But otherwise, if you don't have the wherewithal to pick up that big deductible, then probably you should pay the higher premium.
Right. If you can save back some money to take care of that deductible and maybe draw interest on it in the meantime, mm-hmm. you may be better off taking the high deductible than you are if you are paying a lot of money on insurance premium in hopes that you will have the money whenever the time comes for the loss.
Deductibles explained.
That's right.
Phyllis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jared.
Phyllis Reiser has over 25 years experience in the insurance industry. She's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education, and she talks with us weekly here at KETR about things that we need to know in the field of insurance. We'll do this again next week. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.